Today we start a new verse number 80. And 80 has some very beautiful title, The Source of Krishna's Love and the Supremacy of Radha's Seva. The supremacy of attaining Radha's Seva, or Seva to Radha. So this verse has 3 points. Radha is the source of Krishna's love. 2, Radha's beauty is the essence of Krishna Leela. 3, the supremacy of Radha Dasya. So now I'll read the verse. Okay. Verse number 80. Oh. Radha Dasyam Apasya Pratatite Govinda Sangashaya Soyam Purna Sudharuche Parichayam Rakam Vina Kankshati Kincha Shamarati Pravaha Lahari Bijam Najetam Vidu Te Prapyap Mahamritam Buddhimaho Bindum Param Prapnuya. Translation. Anyone, Sripada is announcing here, Prabhudananda Saraswati, Tungavidya, Sakhi in her, and Sripada in his Manjari Srup Avesh, or identifying with the Manjari Bhav and Gopi Bhav. Anyone who gives up the service of Sri Radha, desiring Govinda's personal company, is like someone who wants to taste the nectar of the full moon without the moon. And anyone who does not know that Radha is the source and the seed of Krishna, of Shyam's pleasure, is like someone who only attains a drop of nectar from the great ocean of nectar that is standing in front of him. That person who rejects the service of Radha and hopefully endeavors for the association of Govinda simply wants to experience the complete nectar of the effulgent full moon, but without any moon at all. And moreover, whoever is not aware that Radhika is the very seed of generation for the flow of pure love for Shyam, aho, even though a vast ocean of nectar is available, such a person only gets a tiny drop. Bindum. Very nice. See here, and as we mentioned, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, the Sadhya and Sadhana, the Sadhya, the basic goal to be achieved, that Lord Chaitanya preached, and through his example and his empowerment through all of his six Goswamis and subsequent followers and associates like Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, Pandit, and everyone else, he was preaching this idea of Gopi Bhav Angikara, showing the supremacy of Braj Bhav, Braj Bhakti over Vaikuntha Bhakti, and showing the supremacy of Madhurya Rati, or Madhurya Ras over all the other rasas in Braj. The goal is Vrindavan, Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajesha Tanayos, Sridham Vrindavanam. This is the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in Vrindavan, there are various sthayi ratis, permanent moods of loving affection, attachment, devotion and dedication to Krishna, and Dasyarati, and Sakyarati, and Vatsalyarati, and Madhurrati. Master, servant, friend, parent, mother, father, or that mood of a parent, parental love, or the intimate love between loving couples, lover and beloved, like husband and wife, but in this case, Radha and Krishna are simply teenage lovers. This is parakiya bhav. They are not bound by wedlock. They're only bound by their hearts. Their hearts are tied in intimate connection in this madhurati parakiya bhav. A parakiya means belongs to another. Krishna belongs to all the Brijvasis. And Radharani officially, legally, technically belongs to another family. She belongs to the family of Jatila and Radharani's so-called husband, Ayan Ghosh, which they say in Bengali, Ayan Ghosh, or the popular Abhimanyu. So Radha belongs to another family, to another person, to another village, Yavat. And Krishna belongs to all the Brijvasis. Sometimes the gopis, they criticize Krishna. They say, your love is divided, but we have aikantiki bhakti. We have undivided, fully focused and concentrated love on you alone. We don't show love to anyone else. We don't have love for anyone else. We don't display love for anyone else but you. You are the focus and goal of our every thought and wish and whim. Whatever we're doing, we're only thinking of you and thinking I'm doing this for you. When Mother Jatila asks her daughter-in-law, Radha, she says, Beti, please churn this yogurt for Thakurji, for their murti or deity, whomever they worship, their guard, Thakurji. So then dutifully and submissively, that Brajavadu, newly married Radha, she sits before stands in front of the large ulukal and this kumbha full of yogurt, and she starts churning the yogurt to make butter on the order of her mother-in-law. But Radharani's thinking, she's singing in her mind, she's singing about beautiful songs that she's composed herself about Krishna, about Krishna's Gokul Leela. Because she was there in Ravel, and when Krishna was growing up in Gokul and Kumar Leela, 0 to 5, birth to 5, Balya Leela, then Radharani was growing up next door in Ravel. She was born in Ravel. She appeared in Ravel. So they were childhood friends and sweethearts, childhood sweethearts from the very beginning of the Prakat Leela on this planet. In Vrindavan, Gokul and Ravel. Ravel Rani Radha and Gokul Raj Gopal. So Radharani knew all about Krishna stealing butter, his makan chaur, his passion for eating makan, which was really his passion, intense craving. Krishna has intense craving, intense passion, transcendental passion, divine passion, and eagerness to taste the sneha, the smooth flow of condensed affection, this Ganarati, the Ganarati of his beloved Rijvasis. So he steals into their house in the early morning before sunrise and steals their butter and yogurt, which is their condensed love, their Ganarati for Krishna. So when Radharani is churning this yogurt into butter as a seva to Jatila, Shatila is thinking, yes, I've engaged my daughter in producing this, churning this butter, which we'll use for our gar takur. And what's Radharani thinking? Oh, I'm churning this butter for Krishna. Krishna will use this butter. We'll use this butter. I'll make very nice butter. And I'm just singing about Krishna's leelas at Makkanshore and singing about so many times when we're carrying water pots and Krishna would throw a stone from behind and break the pot and all the water would go on my back. My whole beanie would become wet. Or I'm singing a song about Dan Bihari, Gopi Milan, and Govardhan. And Krishna, in this kumbha, this clay pot, is once I was carrying a pot like exactly like this on my head full of butter to go to Govinda Kund or Bhaguri Rishi's Jagya. And then Krishna texted me at Dan Bihari, stopped me. And so Radharani is absorbed in singing her internal love songs and praise and kirti and mahima of her beloved Krishna, Gopal, Dan Bihari. And so this is everything she does at every moment. She's only thinking of Krishna. But Krishna's love is divided. But the verse, very nice words, it says that Radhadasyam, so Lord Chaitanya came to teach this Madhurati, Radhadasyam, Gopi Bhava Angikara, accept the Gopi Bhav, like the Shrutis. Millions of years ago, the Shrutis accepted Gopi Bhav, and so many Devis and Gandharvas and ladies of the higher planets, they accepted Gopi Bhav, and the residents of Koshala, when Ramchandra and Treta Yuga went to collect Mithila or Koshala, Ramchandra went to collect his beloved Sita, and so many young ladies saw Ramchandra, and they said, oh, so dashing, so heroic, so powerful, so beautiful, so attractive, so enchanting. But he's only taking this one lady from Mithila, this one young girl. Why doesn't he take us? So then Ram understood their desire, so he blessed them. So then they all appeared as gopis in the Krishna Leela, and they became Krishna's lovers in the Rasa dance. So many different categories of ladies, even the Nagapatnis, from the ladies in the lower planets, Patala, Rasatala, Talatala, Sutala, all these lower planetary regions in Vasuki and all the land of the snakes, the Nagas, the snakes, the Nagapatnis, and so many other Nagas, they fell in love with Krishna. So from the lowest planets, the subterranean heavenly planets are called subterranean. Terra firma means earth, the solid earth, terra firma, firm, solid earth. Well, below the earth are the swargas, but they're the swargalokas and tamagun. They're called subterranean heavenly planets. So below the earth planet, there are many planetary regions. So one of those regions are where the Nagas live. And these are demigoddesses, or what we call demigoddesses, or Prabhupada uses that term. They're celestial divine beings, but they're predominated by tamagun. And a naga ramani, whatever, a loving snake lady, they are something like a mermaid, I guess. I can't say exactly, but I imagine just they have a tail, but the top of the, you know, they have a tail like a snake, but the top of their body is like normal lady, human lady. So from the Nagas all the way up to Swarga, the heavenly planets, all the way up to Indraloka, the demigoddesses all the way to Indraloka, where Upendra was once living, and Vamanadeva, the younger brother of Indra, the Lord, the incarnation, and all these ladies there, they became attracted to Vamanadeva when he passed through universe. And so he blessed them that all those ladies that saw Vamanadeva and all from the highest planets in the world, the higher Swarga Lokas, where everyone's, those are the heavenly planets, celestial regions, but there everyone's enjoying Rajagun and some Sattvagun. That's the traditional heavenly region. Swargaloka, Bhuvaloka, Indraloka. But below the earth, there's also heavenly enjoyments there and different planets, all kinds of jewels and opulence and sense gratification. But it's pervaded by tamagun and some passion. So Krishna attracts all the ladies. And so this verse is starting with Radhadasyam Apasya Pratiti Govinda Sangashaya. Govinda Sangha Ashaya. Ashaya means we say Ashabanda. Ashabanda, hoping against hope. So Govinda Asha means those that want Govinda, they want to be Govinda Bhaktas, the servants of Govinda, but they don't want Radharani. There's prayers by Raghunath Das Goswami and also Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his songbook, and probably all others are echoing this. He's saying, Bhaktivinoda Thakur definitely has one song where he said, if someone worships Krishna and he's not interested in Radharani, then I don't want to even see his face. I don't want to be anywhere near him. If he's only interested in worshiping Krishna and not interested in worshiping Radha with Krishna, I don't even want to see him. Let him stay far away. So that's what the verse is saying. Anyone who just wants to worship Krishna, then, in other words, this is a very, almost like a fanatical viewpoint of the Aikantaki Bhav, the very fixed and concentrated mood and bhav of the maidservants of Radharani. They're thinking, because this is the bhav, Sripad is in Manjri Bhav, this is the bhav, the thinking. Bhav means thinking, feeling, willing. This is the mindset, the attitude of Manjri. He says, listen, oh, you worship Krishna and you want to go to Vaikuntha, or you want to Krishna and this other Stairati and Braj. Okay, namaste, dandavats. You know, you go that way, but it's like you're trying to enjoy the full moon without the moon. You want to enjoy the cool moonlight. So then he uses an analogy. He says they want Govinda Sangam, but they endeavor, but they give up Apasya. They give up Radhadasyam. They give up the service of Radharani. How can they do that? He said he said it's so yam porna suda ruche. Porna suda ruche. Again, this is one of those beautiful Sanskrit terms. We could say Chandra. Chandra means moon. And Purna Chandra means full moon. Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Purnam Purnapadachade. So Purna means full. So you could say Purnendu, or Purna Chandra. But here he's saying Purna Suda Ruchi. Very beautiful. So in Sanskrit, the moon is Purna Suda Ruchi. Ruchi means taste, and Suda means nectar, and Purna means full. So that something that's full of nectar, a very tasty nectar, the moonlight, the Soma Ras. Soma means moon. Soma Ras. So the full moon rays are very pleasurable and very tasty to the mind, and very satisfying to the mind. When one stands in the full moon beams in August or September in North India and Vrindavan, this feels like nectar falling on my face. It feels like nectar soothing and pacifying and relaxing my mind, which has been scorched by the hot days of autumn. It's very hot in the daytime and September and October and Braj. But then it becomes very cool in the evening. And then the moonshine makes it even more relishable. Suda Ruchi. Suda Ruchi, Purna Suda Ruchi. That full taste of the moon, Paricharyam. Paricharyam Rakam Vina Kankshati. So they want that taste, they want the Ruchi, the nectar taste. They want the complete nectar taste, Purna Suda Ruchi, but without the full moon. Without the night, raka, like we say ratri. In Hindi, ratri means night. He says, rakam vina kankshati. Kankshati means desire. There's one verse in Gita, Bhagavad Gita, it has that word kankshati in it. There's a verse in Gita, chapter 18, maybe 54, Brahmabhuta prasannatma nasochati nakankshati. Very popular verse. Nasochati nakankshati. As someone who comes to the Brahmabhuta platform, Brahman Bhuta, the living entity who comes to the spiritual self-realized platform, prasannatma, the atma, his mind becomes joyful, his heart becomes joyful, his body becomes joyful, his entire existence becomes peaceful, joyful, fulfilled, balanced, harmonious, equipoised, prasannatma, Brahmabhuta prasannatma, nasochati nakankshati, shocha means shok or shochati means lamentation. He neither hankers nor laments, Prabhupada translates like this. He doesn't hanker or lament. So kankshati, Prabhupada's translating as hanker, but it means desire. In this verse, the same word is there. Paricha, it says, porna suda ruche kankshati. Porna suda ruche kankshati. The person wants, he kankshati, he desires. Kankshati, he desires the fullest experience of ambrosia, bliss, joy, and nectar. Porna suda ruchi. And he's endeavoring to get that, but paricharyam. Paricharya means endeavor, working, acting, serving. He's endeavoring to get that, but rakam bina, without the nighttime, or without the moon. It's like you're running around in the daytime. Oh, I want to experience. You're running around at 12 o'clock in the afternoon in Braj. Oh, I want to experience the cool moon rays. Where's the cool moon? I want to experience that soothing, cool, relaxing moon rays. No, you have to wait. You have to wait till the sun sets and the moon rises and gets to the high point in the sky. So someone will say, you fool, it's foolish. How can you endeavor, run after Govinda in a particular rati or in a particular mode of service and surrender without Radha? Radha Govinda Yugal Militam. Radha is always with Krishna. Radha is within Krishna. Krishna is within Radha. The two are inseparable. And when the two unify in the peak of love, then they manifest a golden form as Gauranga, Mahaprabhu. Then he says, Kim cha shamarati pravaha lahari bijam nayete vidus. I'm just reviewing the word meanings. So shamrati pravaha lahari. This is nice. He's asking a question. He's saying, anyone who doesn't know, he says that na ye tam vidu. Vidu means Veda, vidu, Veda, to know. Anyone who doesn't know what? He doesn't know that sham rati pravaha lahari bijam. He doesn't know who is the bijam, who is the seed, the source of the waves and flow of that intense attachment to Krishna or Sham. He doesn't know then, and he doesn't know that Radharani is that personality. Then he just approaches Krishna or Sham Sundar without Radharani. Then he's approaching an ocean of nectar. Sham Sindhu. Sham is an Amrit Sindhu, an Amrit Sagar. Sham Amrit Sagar. So he's approaching the ocean of nectar and he's just getting a drop. He says, Prapyapi Maha Amrita Buddhim. This is a Maha Amrita Buddhim. He's this Radharani. Radharani anyone who doesn't know that Radharani is the seed of Sham's pleasure. She's the very seed of the waves, the Pravaha and Lahari. The stream, the source of the stream, the waves, there's a stream, pravaha, river, stream, lahari, full of waves, all the waves of vyavacharis and sanchari bhavas and that ocean of madhura ras and madhura rati. Radharani is the source of those waves and the source of that endless flow of love and attachment and service for Sham. Sham Rati Pravaha Lahari Bijam. That's Radha. But someone, Natevidu, someone who doesn't know that, then, although they work very hard, Prapti, what do they attain? They get a bindu. When they could have attained Param Prapniya, they could have attained the greatest thing, Param Prapti. They get Prapya Bindu, they get a drop from that ocean of nectar by approaching Krishna alone. When they could have attained Param Prapniya, they could have attained Param Prapti or Prapya, Labhyate in Hindi, Labhyate or Labhya. They could have attained what? Instead of a bindu, they could have attained Maha Amrita Ambudim. An ocean, an Amrita Ambudi means ocean of nectar, a great, vast ocean of nectar. And what did they get? A drop. So this is what the Sanskrit is saying. Radha Dasyam Apasyaya Prayatate Govinda Sangashaya Soyam Purna Sudaruche Parichayam Rakam Vina Kankshati Kimcha Shamarati Pravahalahari Bijam Nayetam Vidus Te Prapyapi Mahamritam Budimaho Bindum Param Prapnuyam. Oh, it's Prapnuyu, it's at UH. Prapnuyu. It's a little not clear here. This one. See, print is faded. So now we'll discuss the different points of the verse. And this, obviously, the first point is Radha is the source of Krishna's love. So someone might say, God is love. Everyone says, God is love. Love is God. It's an ancient philosophy. God is love. Someone might say, do you worship God? Who is your God? My God is love. It reminds me of the 1970s, all America, people would have t-shirts, you know, love and peace, love and peace, love and peace, brother, love and peace. And that was 1970s, and still people are disturbed and, you know, full of anxiety. 50 years later practically, people are more anxious, more anxiety, more disturbance, and much less love. Where's the love? Prem kotai. Peace and love, brother. Peace and love. So they used to say, love is, my God is love. What is this? Buddha, Allah, Jehovah, Krishna, Christ. God is love. Love. Okay, God is love. We agree with you. Then someone might say, and Krishna is Prem Purushottam. And Garanga is Prem Purushottam. There's no Leela without Prem, because Krishna's Leelas are Prem Leela. Krishna has four sweetnesses. Madhuram, Shamam, Etan, Madhuram. So Krishna has Madhurya, Rupam. He's sweet to look at, and sweet to touch, sweet to hold, sweet to embrace. And Madhurya Lila, his Lilas are very sweet to be part of. And his Madhurya Venu, Vamshi, Murali, Madhurya Murali, very sweet, romantic, enchanting, captivating, mind-stealing, Venu Manohar, mind-stealing tunes he plays on his Vamshi, he steals them. And with his Venu, he steals the mind of the cows and coward boys. And with his Vamshi, he steals the mind of the coward boys and the coward girls. And with his Murali, he steals the mind of Radha. Murali Manohar Shama Ki Jai. So this is Krishna's Madhuram, Etan Shama Madhuram. This is a sweet sweetness of Krishna. You like rasgulla, you like burfi, you like gulab jamun. They're sweet, but not as sweet as sham, because they're a drop from the ocean of sweetness. They're a drop of his a drop of his adhara, adhara amritam, bindu. Imagine that drop, you take a drop of Krishna's lips when you taste the Mahaburfi. Imagine what it'd be like to taste all of Krishna. This is Radharani. So someone might say, yes, God is love. I say, yes, God is love, but who is the source of God's love? What do you mean, sir? God is he's the origin of everything. Everything, aham sarvasya prabhavo. Haven't you read Gita, Bhagavad Gita? 10th chapter, verse 8. Aham sarvasya prabhavo, mata sarvam pravartate, itiman, matva vabanshiman, vajanti. Buddha bhava samanvita. Krishna says, aham, I'm the source of everything. Everything comes from me. So love comes from me, hate comes from me, peace comes from me, anxiety comes from me, birth comes from me, death comes from me, profit, loss, gain, everything. Aham sarvasya prabha, sarva prabhav. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Mata sarvam pravartate. Iti matva bhajanti mam. Buddha bhavan samanvita. So love comes from me. So God is love. I am the origin of love. And then everyone, we have to say, no, you're not the source of love. Radharani is the source of love. She's Prem Sarupini Radha. She's Mahabhav Sarupini. Mahabhav is the greatest, topmost form and example of love. Mahabhav. Prema, you say, okay, God is love. God is the source of everything. God is the source of love. Love means prema. But what about sneha and man and pranaya and rag and anurag and bhav and mahabhav? And Modan Mahabhav, and Madan Mahabhav, Madanakya Mahabhav. What about all those intensities and levels and gradations and absorptions and ecstatic waves and tidal waves of higher and higher ascending realms of divine pleasure and ecstasy and the pinnacle of prema? Well, who is the source of all that? Oh, well, yeah. Radharani. She is the source of all that. Because from the Mahabhav comes all the other flavors of love, all the other expressions of love, all the other concentrations and intensities of love and dedication. They're all just waves emanating from the Mahabhav Sagar, the ocean of Radharani's unlimited oceanic universal love. Shamarati Pravaha Lahari Bijam Radha. So Radharani, she's a seed. You have a vast mango, you have a vast banyan tree. Vast tree, it's the diameter of the trunk of that tree is 50 feet. It takes 10 men, if 10 men hold their hands together and go around that tree, they can't even reach the girth, they can't even contain the girth of that tree. It's so big, huge banyan tree. And it goes so high in the sky, it touches the clouds and it spreads out to the right and left in all directions. Long branches, then branches coming down to the ground. Huge banyan tree. That's called Bandiravan. The Bandiravat. That tree was so big. It's in Bandiravan, the original Bandira tree, Bandiravat. Bandiravat, that banyan tree where Krishna used to play and had so many beautiful pastimes with the cowherd boys and also the gopis. So the tree was so vast and provided so much shade that all the cows could fit under the branches of that tree. Krishna has 9 lakhs of cows. And Vrishabhanu